This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Andrew Holsinger, Extension Educator, Horticulture with the University of Illinois Extension. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Andrew, we're going to discuss today the 4th Annual Natural Landscape Symposium that is coming up Saturday, April the 23rd. And to start off the program, maybe you could give us an overview of what the symposium is about this year.
Well, the symposium this year is focused on pollinators and plants, and especially the monarch will be highlighted for types of insects in relation to pollinators. Our first session will be Monarch Madness with Extension Educator Chris Enroth.
The monarch, that's something I believe, and we'll get to another topic, monarchs are in decline in this area. Will we be, you know, will people who attend be hearing about how to help the monarch and things also, or just their aspect with pollination?
Well, they'll also be able to learn how to raise your own brood of the monarch butterfly. There's ways of raising them inside, indoors, and nurturing them along, and so you'll be able to learn some helpful hints and tips on how to do that.
And then coming up, as I spoke about a moment ago, I believe you have another presentation on gardening for bees, which also is something that's seeing some problems at this time as well.
Yeah, there has been some troubles with especially the honeybees, but there will be a wide variety of bees presented in this presentation by Ken Johnson. And people tend to sometimes forget that we have a lot of native bees other than the honeybee. So it should be an insightful session to learn what kinds of things you can do to enhance their habitat for native bees.
As you say, with the monarch as well as the bees, this will be predominantly more on the habitat for them and how that helps them. Is that the focus here?
Right.
Now, you'll be giving a presentation as well, and that will be on native plants for pollinators, and maybe you could go into a little depth on what your presentation will be on April 23rd?
Yes, the session that I'll be giving on native plants, the variety of pollinators, they're looking for nectar and pollen to sustain their lives, and also for host plants that are essential for butterflies and moths as the caterpillars feed on those and develop into butterflies. So my session will also be covering some of the habitat that is available for pollinators and some good ornamental qualities of these plants that, although that they're native, there are a wide variety of native plants that do have great ornamental characteristics.
Now, those will be the presentations. Will there be other discussion? I know that the event does go on from 8 till noon. Will there be other discussion or question and answer time or anything like that during it?
Yes, we'll be discussing in general the use of pesticides and how it's been a cause for concern for a lot of our pollinators, especially concerning bees. As we have bloom outside, it's important to note that you're not supposed to spray any insecticides while the plants are in bloom because the bees are attracted and other pollinators are attracted to that bloom for the nectar and the pollen. And whenever you apply those pesticides when flowers are in bloom, you're causing quite a problem for the bees. And so we'll be discussing that and also some of the other items that we'll be discussing is the monarch butterfly. It has a host plant of milkweed, and so there has been quite a push for creating more habitat for the monarch butterfly by planting milkweed. And it is a plant that's a little bit temperamental to grow, but Chris Enroth, the extension educator, will be showing the ins and outs of milkweed and how to grow it and also to raise monarch butterflies indoors.
For those who would like to attend the presentation, what's the cost and registration deadlines and all of that?
Well, the cost is only $10. We've kept this at a very affordable price, and we have registration online, or you could contact your Macoupin County or your local extension office and get signed up for this great program that we have lined up.
Now, as we said at the beginning of the program, this is sort of organized by the Master Gardeners, as well as Macoupin, Montgomery, Jersey, and Christian County Extension offices. And again, it's from 8 to noon at the Montgomery County Extension Office. Where is that located?
The Montgomery County Extension Office is located in Hillsboro. It's right off of School Street on Industrial Park Drive. And it's been a good location to host this program, and look forward to all that will attend.
Andrew Holsinger, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.